Good evening. This is Willie Terry, your roaming labor correspondent from WOOC 105.3. In this segment tonight, which is part three of my report on the Troy City Council debate on making Troy a sanctuary city. Tonight you will hear more voices in that debate. On Saturday, December 15th, I attended an open forum, United Methodist Church of Christ on State Street in Troy, that was sponsored by clergy and religious leaders. And this forum was a community discussion, and in particular from the religious community, on how they felt about making Troy a sanctuary city. Now, at this forum, they had religious leaders, community members, and city council members were there. And it was an interesting discussion that took place. Let's hear some of the voices from that meeting.
Federal law does not require local law enforcement or other local service providers to inquire into an individual's immigration status or to respond to federal. Whereas the Rensselaer County Sheriff's 287G agreement with ICE may undermine public trust and cooperation with local law enforcement and poses a threat to public safety and necessitates corrective action by the City of Troy. So be it further resolved that the City of Troy Police Department shall not inquire about the immigration status of an individual, including a crime victim, a witness, or a person who calls or approaches the police seeking assistance, unless necessary to investigate criminal activity by that individual. Be it further resolved that the City of Troy Police Department shall not stop, question, interrogate, investigate, arrest or detain an individual based solely on actual or suspected immigration or citizenship status, or a civil immigration warrant, or an immigration detainer in the individual's name. Be it further resolved that the City of Troy Police Department shall not engage, assist, or support immigration enforcement except and as follows: in response to an articulated direct threat of life or public safety, when such services are required to safely execute a criminal warrant or court order issued by a state or federal court, or where it has been demonstrated that a state or federal statute or regulation require local law enforcement cooperation. This resolution essentially states that we should continue the practices that we are doing, and in doing so, it'll improve our public safety. That's what this conversation is about tonight, and I look forward to hearing from the panelists as well as the community to look at this conversation from the lens of a theological lens. And thank you once again.
Too, but there's always a point where I don't compromise. I preach the gospel as I understand it. So my point being that at some point, even if you're in dialogue, and this is where I'm with you, at some point, there's right and wrong. And this is, we believe that from our faith convictions, sanctuary is the right way to go. And so there's only a point at which dialogue will help, and at some point you make the vote. But I'm not willing to compromise on the commitment to sanctuary.
But thank you for saying that. That was beautifully said. It really, really was. You've heard me repeat time and time again, we're at a place where we can finally get something right. What happens when the law is wrong? There are things that have been written down and enforced that are wrong. We can't continue to compromise. We're at a place where we must choose what's right. Simple as that. A couple of weeks ago, about a month or so ago, they decided the little animal cracker box. You guys remember the animal crackers, right? That came in the box. They decided to take the bars from in front of the animals. You get where I'm going? They had enough sense to take the bars from in front of the animals on an animal cracker box, but we have children being placed behind bars right now and separated from their families. Come on. Someone can actually think about an animal cracker box and say, hey, it's wrong to have the tiger and the elephant in the bars. But we can lock up children? For the last 10 years, I've been visiting Albany County Jail. I go there as part of our ministry. And I'm seeing these immigrants that are locked up. It's sad. I'll say it again. We have an opportunity to get something right. I love this country as much as anyone else. But there have been a lot of things that have been done wrong. It's time for us to look at what's wrong and do what's right. Simple as that.
Here's a map of the U.S. course. It shows the location of sanctuary cities, counties, and states. And it's interesting that actually there are more counties, I guess, than cities that have been designated. What I wanted to say about this is, you probably can tell by my accent, I didn't grow up in the North. I grew up in the South. I worked in Mississippi. I'm not from Mississippi, but I worked in Mississippi for a long time. And it's absolutely amazing to me when I looked at this map and looked at the list that goes with this map, Jackson, Mississippi is a sanctuary city of all things. Jackson, Mississippi. I worked in the civil rights movement in the 60s and 70s, and I would have never guessed that Jackson, Mississippi would become a sanctuary city. So I'm here to tell you that if Jackson, Mississippi can become a sanctuary city, Troy can, and any place in the country can be a sanctuary city if Jackson, Mississippi can do it. I looked for some results of quantitative research to try to find out how much research had been done on this issue. And this is research professor Tom Wong at the University of California, San Diego. And he found in his research that sanctuary areas typically experience significantly lower homicides than comparable non-sanctuary locales. Overall, about 15% lower. Not higher, but 15% lower. The Pew Charitable Trust did a similar study and found that immigrants are some of the least criminal people in the U.S. The International Association of Chiefs of Police stated that state and local law enforcement should not be involved in civil immigration laws, since such involvement would likely have a chilling effect on both legal and illegal aliens reporting criminal activity or assisting police in criminal investigations. Now, some have argued that sanctuary status leads to a weakening of the economy, detrimental to the economy. Professor Wong again. In sanctuary counties, income tends to be higher, while poverty tends to be lower. If you deport the breadwinner of an immigrant family, that leaves families more vulnerable, and families become more reliant on public assistance. So where do I come out? Not that it really matters, but where do I come out on this issue? I believe that sanctuary status will make lives better. This has been suggested already. Make lives better. It will make Troy a kinder and gentler community, to quote a president that we buried just last week. Help our police department in its efforts to improve community policing. It doesn't smear police. We've heard someone say that it smears police. It doesn't do that. I happened to speak with an immigrant this week. And he related to me some really bad experiences that he had with the police department. And I'm a big supporter of the police. We need the police. But this person has had great difficulty with the police. And I asked him if he would come to this meeting and speak. And he responded that, no, I can't do that. I can't put myself in that jeopardy. I can't talk about it. Maybe that's something that the council, the city council, should discuss with the police chief or with the mayor. But I think sanctuary status will remove a lot of uncertainty and anxiety. It will remove fear and restore confidence among many residents. They will be happier, they will be more productive, and more contributing citizens. Our community will be enriched, I think, by a greater cultural diversity. And finally, the image of Troy, in my opinion, as a place to live and work, will be greatly enhanced in the Capital Region and far beyond the Capital Region. So my question is, how can we be against this? How can we? Sanctuary status is just simply, in my opinion, the right thing to do.
Summer the 20th, which is Thursday, the Troy City Council is scheduled to make a decision on this issue of whether Troy should be a sanctuary city or not.